your everyday. Report suspicious activity to local authorities. If you see something, say something.
Of your local grocer today.
Badger football is brought to you by Case IH. Get in the red zone with Case IH. Visit caseih.com/badgers. Fabic Cat, your Caterpillar dealer throughout Badgerland. And by Cenex, powered locally. This is the Badger pregame show.
Beautiful morning in Evanston, Illinois. Martin Stadium, the site, this temporary home for Northwestern football. 12,000 plus, that's the capacity. All the seats will be, it's a sellout, Mark. They had a sellout here today.
USC that we saw a lot of red seats. But I do think, you know, with 12,000 people, we're going to see this thing. I think we're going to see a lot of red here, too.
Yeah, I think so. They're already starting to come on in, as they usually do when the Badgers play down here in Evanston. Makeshift stadium, gorgeous setting. And all that aside, a really big game for the Wisconsin Badgers. They try to make it three straight. Northwestern coming off an impressive road win last Friday night at Maryland, trying to get back into the fray as well, as the Badgers 4-2 overall and 2-1 in the Big Ten Conference. Northwestern has split its first six games. David Braun's team sits at 1-2 in league play. Before we roll on, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger football from Learfield.
You're listening to WRJN and W260 CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a series that has been pretty much split down the middle for a generation. You go back to 1985, these programs have met 33 times. Wisconsin has won 17 of them, Northwestern the other 16. And anybody who's familiar with the Badgers' history in Evanston, it has not been pretty, although 2 years ago, Wisconsin did win in Evanston. It was Jim Leonard's first game as the interim head coach, and it was a day where Graham Mertz was clicking, a big day for Chimray DK, and the Wisconsin Badgers rolled. And to current events, they've won two in a row in very impressive fashion and looking to keep on that run here today against Northwestern. Mark and I will get things going on our Badger pregame show coming up. A little look at the Wildcats. We'll also have our Piggly Wiggly home field advantage. All that's coming up. We're back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger football from Learfield.
This Halloween, don't just scream for candy. Treat your taste buds to something spooktacular. It's True Moo Whole Orange Cream Milk, a yummy treat that's mummy approved. The product features the perfect balance of orange and vanilla flavors and is packed with 8 grams protein per 8-ounce serving. True Moo Whole Orange Cream Milk is sure to be a crowd pleaser for your little goblins. True Moo Whole Orange Cream Milk, where every sip is a trick or treat. Grab yours today at Piggly Wiggly.
In the game of life, every moment counts. Every decision matters. And every choice can make a difference between winning and losing. At Cleary, we understand the importance of a strong foundation, whether it's a gym, a community center, or a place for your business to grow. We build your dreams. So whether you're building a foundation or creating a legacy, your vision is our mission. Cleary Building Corp, since 1978. Explore clearybuilding.com today.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
In the heartland, where ambition thrives, there are those who are made and those who are made for more. Just like the Badgers on game day, Kloss, a leading producer of ag equipment, unleashes the power of ambition in the field. Discover why our cutting-edge machinery and unwavering support aren't just a promise, they're a commitment to your success. Because at Kloss, we know you are made for more. Visit your Kloss dealer or CLAAS.com.
Preparation is the key to success on game day. And like your favorite Badgers on the field, you need to be ready right from the opening kickoff. Cenex has your pregame routine covered. We've got your salty snacks, your sweet treats, ice-cold beverages to wash them down, and fresh tanks of propane to fire up the grill. Fuel your fandom at your local Cenex station. Badger Pride, powered locally.
Reliable waste and recycling services? Choose LRS. Driven by service and dedicated to sustainability, we're your partner in efficient waste management. Need more? We also offer convenient dumpster rentals and clean portable restrooms for any event or project. Trust LRS for all your waste needs. Visit LRSRecycles.com to sign up for service. That's LRSRecycles.com.
This is your home for Wisconsin football.
Oh, what a catch! Touchdown, Wisconsin!
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
A fourth-generation family-owned business is running strong thanks in part to Wisconsin cheese. Dufek Wood Products calls Denmark home and has been based in northeast Wisconsin for close to 120 years. It's best known for manufacturing boxes, which are food-safe to age and ship wheels of cheese and can be reused. But another Dufek Wood product is getting attention thanks to the Guinness Book of World Records. Do you think it's the family's wine boxes, organic garden mulch, or charcuterie boards? The answer coming up. Winter logging for summer building supplies is how the Dufek started. Manufacturing shifted by 1912 to other wood products, especially those cheese boxes. So did you guess which wood product is getting attention from the Guinness Book of World Records? It's the Dufek charcuterie boards, with one recently named the largest ever, holding more than 760 pounds of gourmet cheese. That's one huge slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Our pregame show continues. Wisconsin and Northwestern this afternoon from Martin Stadium. It's Northwestern Medicine Field at Martin Stadium, their temporary home. Ryan Field, the new addition, will be ready in time for the 2026 season. It will seat 35,000, but the renderings look just spectacular. They want to make it a tougher ticket. We know it's in the midst of a big city like this. College games, it's a struggle filling larger stadiums. And the Badgers, doesn't matter, as Luke Fickell said earlier in the week, played a parking lot, good to go. Let's see if, Mark, the Badgers can continue this role that they're on as we get with the home field advantage presented by Piggly Wiggly. Shop the pig. In a nutshell, what do you want to see from Wisconsin if it's going to make it three in a row today?
I think we need to see a lot of what we've seen, the success the last couple of weeks, and that starts up front. I was really impressed with what we did defensively last week against a really good tailback, and we won the line of scrimmage. And football is a pretty simple game. And it's when you really try to break it down, if you win up front, you're going to win games. Last year, Northwestern came in, and I always love when Luke Fickell is doing his press conference and you talk to him. He'll say something and then he'll kind of reiterate it. Like, they got dominated last year. And then you went back and watched the film, and the guys up front know that. And I'm fairly certain they've been reminded of that a few times over the course of the week. That's what this game is going to come down to. And I know that's not the sexiest answer, but usually in football, that is the case. Northwestern beat us up front last year. They beat us. Today, we need to see what we've seen the last couple weeks, and that's the O-line really making holes, protecting, and the D-line being able to hold up against that run game. And if you do that, I feel like we're going to be in a pretty good spot.
Boy, one of the things that has been impossible not to notice about this Wisconsin team, in part because of the work up front, the first guy who will tell you that is Tawi Walker. And we have seen him really turn in some impressive performances, 198 rushing yards. He got the brace off. You know, he was hurt in the first game, and now, you know, I didn't know what he would be like in space. I'm not saying he's a speed demon necessarily, but when he's pounding on you for three quarters, it makes a difference. In that fourth quarter, you give him some room, he could do a little something with it.
Well, I really like, and I know there was a lot of talk after, you know, a couple of tough losses, but you do have to allow players to get into rhythm. And I really think Walker, you know, first off, you're right, Matt, he got healthy, and you saw that burst. You saw him getting through the hole and after the bye week, and then you just see as the game goes on, and you can look back at any of our great backs, Melvin, the game as it goes, you're putting it on these safeties and linebackers. Do you want to do this all day long? And first quarter maybe, and then all of a sudden that 3-yard run becomes a 5-yard run. And then, as we saw last week, all of a sudden that 5-6-yard run becomes a 30-40-yard run, and you completely just wear teams down. That's the formula.
In this passing game, where we've obviously seen Vinny Anthony has the most yards per catch of anyone. You know,
Pretty good.
Yeah, 26 yards a catch is impressive. Tretch Kekahuna. The good news today is that Will Pauling is up and good to go. He's had a tough last couple of weeks, but I think he's proven his toughness to be able to come back. He's practiced this week and good to go today.
He is, and I think that's the – you're starting to see everything come together. And I know for me, I always like a little angst. I like to feel – like last week I felt angst down in Piscataway. Today I still – you just feel a lot better. And I know just the vibes around the team, everybody feels like it's headed in the right direction, but – you have to prove it, and whenever you come, and especially, you know, in talking to Coach Guy, that bring your own juice. Bring your own juice. You're playing at 11 o'clock. This place, over the course of time, whether it's at the old field or now this baby field, there are going to be – you better make sure you're ready to roll from the jump. And that's going to be a big test today, too.
And through the years, Northwestern, particularly when they became good again under Gary Barnett, Randy Walker, Pat Fitzgerald, what David Braun is doing now in his first year of not being the interim, it's his second year of being the head coach. People, I think, they have a hard time grasping the fact that Northwestern's had a lot of good teams.
Yeah.
So you come here, no matter what the stadium looks like, if it's, you know, the old Ryan Field or here, the teams are pretty good, and you got to remember that.
So it was always, oh, home field, you should never, yeah, if you're a good team. And mm-hmm. I think in the past, Northwestern, you know, in the 80s and some of the times they struggled, but yes, they, what you know, and you could talk to any of our coaches from the Barry Alvarez era on, it is a well-coached, disciplined, tough, physical football team. And I was just talking to someone from Northwestern on my way up here, and they're asking, you know, what the deal is, why these games are always tough. And I think, and Barry Alvarez was very upfront about it, Northwestern saw our success in those 90s and have tried to replicate it. And some years they've done a really good job. And you're almost looking at a mirror. We're going to be tough up front. We're going to be sound, disciplined team. And we're going to make the other team beat you. And that's what Wisconsin will have to do today.
And the head coach at Northwestern, Kettle Moraine High School. He's from Wales, Wisconsin. Was born, actually, in the north side of Chicago and grew up in Wales, Wisconsin. Kettle Moraine High School graduate. Remembers going to Camp Randall
Stadium.
Great
hiking trails down there.
Oh, is that right?
Kettle Moraine, yeah. Really good hiking trails.
When was the last time you were down there for
A couple years ago.
Okay.
But I recall, I think there's an Ice Age trail that kind of veers through there. So
Nice. Good nugget.
Yeah, try.
This guy, David Braun, maybe use those trails. I mean, he went on, was a defensive coordinator at the FCS level, and then was hired by Pat Fitzgerald to be the DC at Northwestern. And then when everything took place there, when Fitzgerald was relieved of his duties, Braun took over a team last year that people thought would do well to win one game or two games. They ended up winning 8, won their bowl game against a very tough Utah team. They proved that they were the real deal. And not long after, just a couple days actually, after the Cats beat Wisconsin last year, the interim tag was removed on David Braun. He is the head coach moving forward for this Northwestern team. Stouse mentioned they've been very sound, particularly defensively. They're giving up just 19 points a game. The offense has been a bit more of a struggle. They've had a difficult time getting that running game going. They have good backs in Cam Porter and Joseph Hyman. A redshirt freshman, though, is unavailable today, a young man out of Katy, Texas, named Caleb Komolafe. The quarterback, though, is definitely a running threat. Jack Lausch really moves well. Redshirt sophomore from Chicago. He started beginning in week 3 for Northwestern this season. And we saw last week against Maryland, he can make all the throws as well. They got some big hits in the passing game that had been lacking previous to the game last Friday night in College Park. You mentioned they're 3-3 overall and 1-2 in Big Ten play. A much needed road win for the Cats 8 days ago. Coming up, our player profile presented by your Badgerland Chevy dealers and the all-new 2025 Chevy Equinox. We'll check in with Badgers receiver Vinny Anthony in a couple of minutes. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Every Qdoba catering order is a fresh-made Mexican feast of hand-smashed, flame-grilled, sliced, diced, and sautéed flavors perfect for any occasion. Whether you're planning your office's tortilla Tuesday, hosting a post-game party for your intramural dodgeball team, or trying to bring in a dinner for your PTA meeting that's so good, it'll bump your kid up to an A-minus in Spanish class. Qdoba Catering. Fresh, hot, easy, delicious. Order today.
Hi, it's Matt LePay, voice of the Badgers. On the field, the Badgers are always on the move. Off the field, that's where Evans Transportation comes in. As Wisconsin's 3PL, they move over 30,000 shipments a year right here in the Badger State. That's dedication to keep things moving here in Scotty. Evans is excited to support Badger student-athletes and is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Find them at evanstrans.com. That's evanstrans.com. Go Badgers!
With the Badgers, every touchdown is more than just a touchdown. It's a testament to the teamwork, elbow grease, and can-do attitude it takes to make it to the end zone. And while our fields aren't the kind you throw passes on, Case IH knows every successful farm is more than just a farm. It's the product of top-notch tillage, planting, harvesting, hay, and forage equipment at the hands of hardworking growers. Settle the score with superior tools by visiting your local Case IH dealer or go to caseih.com/badgers. On Wisconsin.
For over 100 years, David Catt has served the hardworking men and women that improve the quality of life in our community. As your local Catt dealer, David Catt provides new and used heavy and compact equipment, power systems, rental, parts, and full service support to those of you getting the job done. You make essential progress possible, and Fabic Catt is honored to support the work you do every day. Visit FabicCatt.com or call your local Fabic Catt store for more information. Fabic Catt is proud to sponsor Badgerland.
Wisconsin plays here all season long.
Touchdown, Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it!
This is Badger football from Learfield.
Hi, I'm Connie Britton, and I want to share with you the experience of Donna in Washington. She writes, "I got injured about 5 years ago. I was let go when, because of the injury, I couldn't keep up with my schedule. I've tried to find other work, but I'm 68 now. No one wants to hire someone that old. This week is tough, though, because I had to get my tooth fixed. So I only have $10 in my checking account. But it will be okay. I at least have food because of this pantry. Millions of people face hunger. Some every day, just like Donna. The Feeding America network of food banks helps provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. Learn more at feedingamerica.org. Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
Badgers pregame show continues. Wisconsin and Northwestern. We'll have temperatures in the upper 60s today. Very light breeze out of the southwest. And not a cloud in the sky here as we are right by, literally right by Lake Michigan. Beautiful setting for this Big Ten matchup between the Badgers and the Wildcats. Time now for our player profile. Well, one of the hot players on this Wisconsin offense is Vinny Anthony, a junior out of Louisville, Kentucky. 26 yards per catch. That leads the nation in the last couple of weeks. It's been the number of yards. The number of catches have been modest. Four grabs over the last two games before 147 yards. Had 2 for 81 in last week's blowout win against Rutgers. A touchdown reception in the game against Purdue a couple of weeks ago. He's been on a bit of a roll, as has been this entire offense. Talk to Vinny about that, as that side of the ball looking like it's finding its way.
It's definitely clicking, is what I was saying. You can see the plays being made all over the field and from different players, too, and it makes it hard for a defense to guard everybody.
You know, people are getting an idea now. They've had glimpses of it, but they're seeing that speed, that state champion, state championship speed that you had in your high school days. So you have some that's always been a big part of your game, though, right, on the football field.
Yeah, I feel like that's always been, even through high school, middle school, I've always been like a faster guy, and I just try to use that to – know, make a difference in the game. So, yeah.
When you have this opportunity with guys like Trechka Kahuna, and then obviously there's Will Pauling and others, there is a lot of talent in there, and fans are really starting to recognize that. But I would imagine the confidence never wavered with you guys, did it?
We know what we're all like. We know everybody's potential, and we can see it in practice and throughout the whole offseason, fall camp, all that. So we know what we can do, and we weren't surprised when we all make the play. So
I said at the beginning, new season, new number from 86 to 8. Yeah. What went into that?
Well, I originally was number 22 when I first came here. Then they gave me 86 because I was a gunner my freshman year. And then the opportunity for 8 came up, and I was like, well, you know, like, why not? Just switch my number, and there was no, like, big, like, story behind it. It was just, you know, just something to
fresh change. Year, fresh yeah. number. That's mm-hmm. good. Yeah. I hinted at the high school days. I mean, obviously, state champ. That's a love for you, too, right? Football, obviously, of course, but track as well. Those were fun days, weren't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, they were definitely fun. I did it from middle school all the way up until high school. I mean, I did hurdles throughout all high school. Did some high jump, did a little triple jump and some relays. So, yeah, it was definitely fun days.
Speaking of relays, if you're putting together a relay team, who are the other three guys with you?
What relay?
Whatever you want. If you want to be 4x100 or whatever, what are you looking for?
4x1. I'll say RJ Delancey's on there. Quincy's definitely on there, and Will's definitely on there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'll say those three. Yeah, I say Will start, Q on the back end. I feel like I would run 3, and RJ would run 2.
Oh, okay. So he's the anchor.
Oh yeah, he's definitely a top eight. Yeah, for sure.
That's a guy again. Fans, he battled through some stuff, a little banged up, getting back out there. But he is. I think people might go. Really?
Mm-hmm.
But he can motor a little bit.
Go. Yeah, I think he might be the fastest on the team actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good to know.
Uh-huh.
You're able to show that. I mentioned it on the on the long touchdown plays, but out at SC, you know, I would imagine being a kick return guy, there's a certain amount of frustration because there are so many touchbacks. Mm-hmm. But they had a penalty. They're kicking off of their own 20.
Uh-huh.
Take us through that. That's a big time return that you had in that game.
It was a setup call, and it just happened to be the right time to run it and call it, and it was just wide open. And I tried to get to the end zone, and he just barely got my shoulder pad. But, you know, I'll hopefully get another one. So,
big
yeah,
time.
It was definitely fun.
Well, looking back at you, as fans get to know guys on this team, I know you were on a roll right every year, right in high school, your mm-hmm. academic all Big Ten here. I mean, there's a lot that goes into college athletics, obviously being a college football player. But that academic part seems like that's a serious matter for you, isn't it?
Yeah, it's always been hammered in my brain since I was a kid. Always make sure school first, athletics second, and that's just what my parents taught me, and that's just how I've always went about it. So
yeah, okay. No, it's, we've had a lot of guys through here who've been like that. So they're very much serious on the academic side. So take us, you know, with this team right now, it seems like things are starting to mesh year two with this new staff. I know it was a previous staff that recruited you here. But is it all kind of making sense now, what these guys want, how they want it done, where you can – relay that to the new guys on the team? Is things starting to settle in, you think, just on the process of going about things?
Yes, I'll say the way the locker room is set and the people that are here is definitely like how they want it to be. And I like the way that they want it to be. I feel like it's a chance for us to really boost the program and make it bigger and better than it was before, you know what I'm saying? So, and I think we just have an opportunity to really, against the teams we're playing, you know, like we have a whole bunch of top 10 teams this year, and we just have the opportunity to build off of the last game that you saw, and I hope we just continue to build that, and obviously that helps recruiting too. So if we win those games, we get better people here, and it just boosts the whole UW.
That's Badgers junior wide receiver Vinny Anthony, big picture guy. He knows, like, he's a junior. He's got a fair amount of football left as a Badger, but he knows if you play well in those home games, you got a lot of high school guys that are tuning in. So he understands it a little bit here, Tausch.
You love when someone sees the big picture on things, and obviously what he's been able to do it's not a coincidence that this offense has taken off and that you're seeing everything else get that much better. So I always love it when people aren't just looking at it short term. They're looking at this thing in a big picture. And obviously, Vinny Anthony is in that category.
Yeah, it's a pleasure talking to him. It's been a lot of fun watching him out there on the football field so far this season.
Interesting on the track.
You always
get a good vibe when people with that question, how they answered it. I'm sure there's probably some, oh, really? Okay, that's nice that would be the – and I'm guaranteeing you there'd be four other cats in that locker room saying, oh, that's your crew? Oh, I can get together a team that can beat you.
I think you're absolutely right about that. That's this week's player profile presented by your Badgerland Chevy dealers and the all-new 2025 Chevy Equinox. Stay with us when we roll on with our pregame coverage. We'll get the Badger Notebook with Patrick Kerr. Back in a couple, this is Badger Football from Learfield.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Usinger's has been making America's finest sausage for over 140 years. Now Usinger's fresh brats are flash frozen and vacuum packed so they stay butcher shop fresh for 6 months in your freezer. And because there's no air in the package, there's no need for chemical preservatives. Usinger's fresh brats are the freshest, most additive free you will find. Enjoy some this summer with our other Great Link products. Our backpack sausage seals in flavor and leaves out chemicals. Remember, if it's got the elf on the label, you've got quality on your table.
With the Badgers, every touchdown is more than just a touchdown. It's a testament to the teamwork, elbow grease, and can-do attitude it takes to make it to the end zone. And while our fields aren't the kind you throw passes on, Case IH knows every successful farm is more than just a farm. It's the product of top-notch tillage, planting, harvesting, hay, and forage equipment at the hands of hardworking growers. Settle the score with superior tools by visiting your local Case IH dealer or go to caseih.com/badgers. On Wisconsin.
Like football, retirement planning takes preparation. I'm Tony Drake with Drake & Associates. We help you craft a solid game plan to tackle financial challenges. Text Bucky to 262-600-2782 for a complimentary consultation and our free retirement ready toolkit. That's Bucky to 262-600-2782.
Drake & Associates is an independent investment advisory firm that offers different investment vehicles. All insurance products are backed by the issuing insurance company. This commercial is provided for informational purposes only.
Fire up the grills, gather around the table, and build a bigger appetite for pork. Celebrate National Pork Month by making pork the MVP of your tailgate. Every bite of pork you and your family enjoy comes from farmers who take pride in raising a safe, high-quality, nutritious, delicious product. Learn more about how farmers are committed to raising animals the right way by visiting WPPA.org. While you're there, check out recipes and where you can source local pork. Brought to you by Wisconsin's Pig Farmers.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not To Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist. End the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
You're listening to Wisconsin Football.
There he goes, 10-5 touchdown!
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Thanks for listening to this Civic Media station. You're one of thousands of people tuned in right now, whether on the radio, the app, the podcast, or stream. Audio is the number one source of information and entertainment among adults in the U.S. If you own a business or you're in charge of growing a business, this is a key fact, and you should know how it can work for you. That's where we come in. At Civic Media, our local radio stations influence local people. The same people who shop and buy at your place. Now we also reach those same customers wherever they are in the digital world as well. From podcasts to streaming to apps, laptops, and smartphones, our digital advertising capabilities ensure that we deliver the right message to the right people at the right time. And with our state-of-the-art measurement systems, we can prove it. Schedule a short meeting to learn how we can partner locally to help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us. Click on sponsorship. You'll hear back within 24 hours.
The Badgers pregame show continues. Wisconsin and Northwestern today at Martin Stadium. Time now for our Badger Notebook with Patrick Kirby. Everybody loves to get off to fast starts, and man, have they ever. This Wisconsin team, Patrick, the last couple of weeks, they have asserted a little authority in the first quarter of these last two ball games.
Yeah, and that's something that plagued this team last year. They talked about it, they wanted to do it, and it was a struggle to get those fast starts. In just 12 regular season games last year, Wisconsin had a lead after the first quarter three times, and they scored only three first quarter touchdowns all of last season during the regular season. In last season meeting with Northwestern, that might have been one of the worst indicators. The Wildcats scored on their first four possessions, had a 24-3 lead at the half. They went on to a 24-10 win. We don't need to talk anymore about that game. But this year, like you said, it's been a different story. Wisconsin has scored first in five of six games. They've got points on four of six opening drives. That doesn't even include that 16-play drive to open the season against Western Michigan when they didn't get points at the end of it. But Wisconsin's now been tied or leading at the end of the first quarter in five of six games. Stark contrast to last year. They've had leads against South Dakota, Purdue, Rutgers. They were tied with Western Michigan and USC. We talked about how last year just three first quarter touchdowns. This year, seven already. And they've had big plays during the first quarter. That's been one of the things that we've seen. They've been aggressive. So some of the biggest plays of the season have come in that setting. C.J. Williams, 50-yard touchdown against South Dakota. Vinny Anthony's 63-yard bomb against USC. And then against Purdue, Vinny Anthony also had a 52-yard touchdown catch. All of those came in the first quarter. But it's not just offensively. Defensively, they've been playing well, too, in that early on, especially the last 2 weeks. Purdue and Rutgers, the last 2 weeks, each went 0-for-4 on third down in the first quarter. They made an emphasis in the offseason on diagnosing and then being able to fix problems earlier in the game than previously. Wisconsin's going to challenge, or Northwestern's going to challenge that today, though. They scored on three of their first four possessions last week against Maryland, and they got off to a hot start. So we'll have to see how that unfolds today.
Well, obviously, you met with Mark Tauscher at the production meeting because our next topic is the offensive line play and how good it's been, right?
Yeah, he bribed me to put this note in here, so he gave me a coffee. Wisconsin's offensive line has set the tone this year, and it's been a big part of their success. Bringing in A.J. Blazek as the offensive line coach, adding Casey Robach as an assistant coach, has made this unit improved from a year ago, we'll just say. They've had the same unit all six games. That's been really helpful. But overall, this crew is super veteran. The five guys that start for Wisconsin's O-line, they've got 154 career games together, on their resume, and 133 career starts. That's incredible. But there's three particular areas where this unit is trending up. The group has allowed just one sack over the last three games. That's the second fewest in the Big Ten and third fewest nationally during conference play. But they're also only allowing an average of about four pressures per game. Gave up just one last week to Rutgers. The O-line has helped the offense move the football, obviously. They've racked up more than 500 yards in back-to-back games for the first time since 2010, including 537 rushing yards over those two games, 228 against Purdue and 309 against Rutgers. That yards per carry average, 5.6 and 6.8 in the last two games. And scoring has climbed. All the offensive output has climbed. Maybe one of the ways it's even been the best indicator is the red zone efficiency. They had touchdowns on eight of their first 14 red zone possessions in the first four games. These last two, touchdowns on 8 of 10. And the third area is the penalties. We've talked about it before in this segment, but through six games, Wisconsin has averaged just four penalties per game for a total of just 29 yards. Those are both among the best in the nation. And I don't mean to pick on Jack Nelson, but we know that was a part of his story last year, that he had 12 penalties. This year, he's got just two. Great improvement across the line.
Yeah, Badgers ranked second in the Big Ten, third nationally in committing the fewest number of penalties, the fewest penalty yards against Wisconsin, to back up Patrick's point. About a minute left, a little something going on at the Kohl Center tomorrow afternoon, right?
Yeah, we get our first look at the men's basketball team over the Kohl Center. 4 o'clock p.m., free, the red-white scrimmage will happen. So go ahead and watch the Packer game at noon. When that's done, go over to the Kohl Center, get your first look at this team. They've got some returning guys you're going to know, Stephen Crowell, Max Klesmet, maybe a big-time breakout year coming from John Blackwell. It's also the first time to see some of these new guys, three transfers, Xavier Amos, Cameron Hunter, John Tanjay, and a bunch of freshmen, too, that have already turned heads in that locker room. So 4 o'clock tomorrow at the Kohl Center, red-white scrimmage, free to the public. Seems like a pretty good afternoon.
Yeah, basketball season is upon us, no doubt, so check it out. We'll see you tomorrow afternoon at the Kohl Center. He's Patrick Herb. That is today's Badger Notebook. Stay with us. Up next, our pregame interview with head coach Luke Fickell, presented by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
This Halloween, don't just scream for candy. Treat your taste buds to something spooktacular. It's True Moo Whole Orange Cream Milk, a yummy treat that's mummy approved. The product features the perfect balance of orange and vanilla flavors and is packed with 8 grams protein per 8-ounce serving. True Moo Whole Orange Cream Milk is sure to be a crowd pleaser for your little goblins. True Moo Whole Orange Cream Milk, where every sip is a trick or treat. Grab yours today at Piggly Wiggly.
Hey Badger fans, it's Tyler Van Dyke, quarterback for Wisconsin football. Join us in taking the Badgers to the next level. With a Camp Randall Club membership, you can help us achieve greatness on and off the field. In return, you'll get exclusive experiences, inside access, and opportunities to connect with student athletes like never before. Camp Randall Club has its vision set on victory. Do you? Visit CampRandallClub.com today to join.
Rosen is caught, touchdown Wisconsin!
Hello, Wisconsin sports fans. Brian Butch here. Do you love seeing our Wisconsin teams win? Well, I've got great news for you. With the release of Varsity Golden Ale and Varsity Cherry Lime Vodka Seltzer from Potosi Brewing Company, you can make it happen. A portion of the proceeds from the sale of these beverages will be used to provide name, image, and likeness opportunities for Wisconsin student athletes to continue to compete for championships. So crack open a Varsity Golden Ale or Varsity Cherry Lime Vodka Seltzer and know you are supporting the future of Wisconsin. This is why we jump around.
Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
The Kohl Center, Camp Randall, the Fieldhouse. This is where the magic happens, where the best players lead with passion, fight with power, and win with exceptional performance. And now it's time we add another house to our Badger community. Meet Madison's newest powerhouse player, UW Health East Park Medical Center, home of top doctors and advanced treatments, all under one roof. So no matter the opponent, we're the place to defeat it. UW Health, remarkable.
We know you're a fan, but is Badger pride in your blood? Here's your chance to prove it. This season, Abbott and the Big Ten are kicking off the largest blood donation competition of our lifetime to fight one of the worst blood shortages in a generation. Simply visit BigTEN.org/Abbott to sign up for the We Give Blood Drive and help settle once and for all that the Badgers give the most spirit. Again, visit BigTEN.org/Abbott to sign up.
Bucky says, on Wisconsin. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Wildlife around the globe needs help. And when you help protect them, you become a friend of the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance. A real friend. The kind of friend you want to thank. And not just with a card or a text, but with a song.
Thank you for being a friend.
Travel down the road and back again.
Your heart is true, you're a pal and a confidant.
Thank you for being a friend. Thank you for being a friend. Thank you for being a friend.
From your friends at the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance, thank you for helping protect wildlife around the globe. Without you, there's no them. Learn more at sdzwa.org/friend.
Thank you for being a friend.
Pre-game Halloween show continues. Time now for our chat with head coach Luke Fickell, presented by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. We'll jump right into a Northwestern team coming off a 37-point performance, and they took advantage of some short fields. They had less than 300 yards of offense because they didn't need more than that in scoring 37 against Maryland. We'll start with their quarterback, though, Jack Lausch. You faced some guys who can pull it down and run. This guy is one of those, right? He's got good speed, but looks like a guy who can make all the throws, too.
He does. I think he's got a really strong arm. I think he actually even does a better job at the intermediate routes and some things, and maybe the deep balls as well. But, he's definitely a dual threat guy. It's not just pulling it down and running. I think they've got designed runs that are pretty darn good for him as well. So it's something that keeps you up at night and something that's going to keep you on your toes, you know, the entire game.
And in a receiving core, again, guys who've been around. It seems like Bryce Kurtz has been around a long time. A.J. Henning, the transfer from Michigan. They talk a lot. I guess most receiving cores have pretty good speed, including the Badgers. But these guys, you mentioned the intermediate throws, but they do have the ability to stretch.
No, they do.
Too.
And you see it in special teams as well. But they take their shots. They've done a good job at connecting on some of them. But even when you don't connect on some of those things and a guy gets behind you, you recognize the speed and how you got to be able to match with it and stay on top of it. So it's definitely going to be a challenge.
Defensive side of the ball, again, Xander Mueller, Mac Uline, linebackers, they're good. They look like they have pretty good depth on the defensive line. But the thing that I hear, I think you said it Monday, I've heard other coaches that have gone up against Northwestern say they're sound. Yeah. You know, they're good athletes too, but they don't make a ton of mistakes.
I think that's a little bit of the MO of a lot of the Big Ten, right?
Yeah.
I mean, like, and I've said that to our guys as all of last year, and I think that maybe even some of the newcomers into the league will recognize, like, okay, I mean, this is a league that's going to play really good defense because they're going to play really sound, they're going to play really sharp, and they're going to play smart. It's not that they don't have the athletes that maybe some of the SEC has. I just think that they're going to make sure they hang their hat on saying, hey, you know, we're not going to beat ourselves. You know, we're going to put ourselves in a situation where we can make plays, but we're going to be really sound in what we do.
It's interesting you say that. Greg Gard mentions this a lot with basketball. He says there are no get-well games. No games. You just roll out the ball and win. And I think it applies with football, too, because I know what you guys did to Purdue and what you did to Rutgers. And then Purdue looks like it's down and out and a hot mess and takes Illinois to overtime. I mean, this league, I mean, the top, we're talking about really elite, but good luck finding a team that you could just expect to roll, I guess.
Yeah, and I think that's the character of the places, too, right? I mean, you'd think that when things start to go, maybe you thought, you know, it'd be a tough go for Purdue from then on. They lose their quarterback or he's down, and but you start to see the character of the people that are within the league and, you know, the structures in which they play, and they come back and get beat 50-49. I mean, like, there is no such thing as, you know, kind of one that you can kind of coast through or roll off the helmet in. And that's, you know, that's a tribute that's been that way for a long time, I'm sure, and it's not going to change.
Yeah, just even more so with the expansion of the league. You guys, obviously, so you played really well here these last couple of games. I haven't noticed anybody gloating. Everybody's excited. But you still, I get the sense just in visiting with you these last few days that there's still a lot more to get, that maybe the best is yet to come with this group this year.
We believe so. And there's a mountain to continue to climb. And you know, we know how high that is and how hard that is. And so it's a process that we got to continue to focus on the little things and getting better each and every week. And I know that sounds like a coach, but sometimes when you start to have success, you can start to think it's because, oh, that's a great defensive call, or that's a great play on all. Like, no, it's because our guys are understanding more, they're able to execute, they're playing faster, they're playing more physical, because there is a confidence and a consistency behind the things that you're doing. You just got to continue it.
I've heard a lot of coaches through the years say they can be particularly salty after a couple of wins. Are you in that category, or you kind of let yourself enjoy it a little bit and keep building?
There's a little part of it. You got to have some bounce. I'm hoping I'm getting better at that. But I do think that there's a part of you that says, okay, now this, there's this little greed that, I'm not saying greed is good, but there's a hunger and a greed that, okay, once you start to feel and see these things, now you got to recognize you want it a little bit more. And, you know, it just makes it harder and harder to continue to climb that mountain to get better, because you, no matter where you are, you can't stay the same.
All right. That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell. Our pregame conversation is presented by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. We'll check out the lineups and the schedule in the Big Ten coming up today as we continue. This is Badger football from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk, drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Wisconsin is home to some of the best educators in the country. The Outstanding Educator Program is brought to you by WEA Member Benefits, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Throughout the season, we are honoring incredible educators who go above and beyond for their students and communities. Do you know an educator who deserves the spotlight? Nominate them today at uwbadgers.com/outstanding educator. That's uwbadgers.com/outstanding educator. Because great educators make Wisconsin proud.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way, you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Wisconsin families are getting crushed today. We're paying more for food, clothes, gas than ever. Our open border has allowed over 10 million illegal immigrants into our country the last 4 years, driving up the cost of health care and housing for every one of us. For too long, these career politicians have failed our country. I'm not anything like these people. I'm a business guy who lives in a world where actually solving problems matters. I'm Eric Hovde, candidate for the U.S. Senate, and I approve this message because it's time for change.
Paid for by Hovde for Wisconsin.
This is your home for the Badgers.
It is good! He hit it!
This is Badger football from Learfield.
Who is Brian Style trying to fool with all his negative ads? Style voted against aid for veterans exposed to toxic burn pits. And Brian Style voted to cut funding for 500 local police officers. And cut funding to crack down on fentanyl traffickers. Peter Barca has always put Wisconsin before party politics, and that's what he'll do in Congress. Veterans at the VFW Post 1865 gave Peter Barca an award because he's always fought for them. Peter made it easier for disabled veterans to collect their benefits, and he was the legislative leader who worked with veterans groups to put a POW MIA monument in the Capitol Rotunda to honor our heroes. To keep us safe, Peter Barca helped put 100,000 more police officers on the beat. And he led the fight to secure survivor benefits for those killed in the line of duty. That's why law enforcement leaders and veterans have always supported Peter Barca.
I'm Peter Barca, candidate for Congress, and I approve this ad.
Paid for by Citizens for Peter Barca.
Take a look at the Big Ten schedule. Actually, last night there was a game in West Lafayette. The Oregon Ducks remain unbeaten, defeating the Boilermakers 35-0. As for today, the other early window game, kind of a big one. You got Nebraska and Indiana. The Hoosiers are unbeaten through the first six games. The Huskers' lone loss was to Illinois. Later today, UCLA making the cross-country trip to Piscataway to take on Rutgers. Another game of extreme interest, 2:30 kick Central Time. You've got Michigan playing Illinois down in Champaign. Later today, USC going coast to coast, heading over to College Park to take on the Maryland Terrapins. And tonight in East Lansing, Michigan State will host the Iowa Hawkeyes. By the way, the Badgers game against Penn State next Saturday, that will kick at 6:30 Central Time at Camp Randall Stadium. The Nittany Lions are idle this week. Let's get a UW Health injury update. UW Health Sports Medicine treating the Badgers, treating you. The good news, Will Pauling is good to go. He was banged up in the game against Rutgers last week. Also was dinged up in the game against Purdue a couple of weeks ago, but he's been practicing. He is up and ready here today. But among those who are out, and in this case remaining out, are Bryson Green and Tyrell Henry, a couple of wide receivers. Also unavailable today is tight end JT Seagreaves. For Northwestern, among the players who are out today, Devin Turner, a defensive back, defensive lineman Brendan Flakes, and their kicker Jack Olson will miss his second game. They have turned that over to Luke Akers, the son of the 16-year NFL vet kicker, a six-time Pro Bowler, David Akers. Luke Akers made all three of his field goal tries last week. Check out the starting lineups brought to you by U.S. Bank. U.S. Bank is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Together, there's nothing as powerful as the power of us, U.S. Bank. Equal housing lender. For the Badgers up front, offensive line, you got Jack Nelson at left tackle, Joe Brunner at left guard, Jake Renfro the center, Joe Huber the right guard, Riley Mullman the right tackle, Riley Nowakowski, Tucker Ashcraft, your tight end combination, Vinny Anthony, C.J. Williams, and Will Pauling, your receivers, Tawee Walker, Darion Dupree, forming a pretty nice 1-2 punch of late for the Badgers, and Braden Locke is set to get things going at quarterback. For Northwestern, along the offensive line, Caleb Tierman is the left tackle. You got Cooper Lovelace, left guard. Jack Bailey, or make that Jackson Carcello, is the center. Josh Thompson, Ben Rather, the right guard, right tackle, respectively. Thomas Gordon is the tight end. Wideouts are Bryce Kearse, A.J. Henning, and Frank Covey. And Cam Porter and Joseph Hyman, your backfield combo. Jack Lausch is the quarterback. And those are your U.S. Bank starting lineups. The Odyssey Greek Yogurt kickoff is coming up next. Kick off your day with thick, creamy, and all-natural Greek yogurt with real flavorful fruit. Odyssey Greek Yogurt. We're back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not To Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist. End the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
They've been rocking audiences for decades. It's Foghat. Performing live November 30th. Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells.
I just want to make.
With special guests, the Empty Pockets. Tickets are on sale now through Ticketmaster. Legendary rock band Foghat. Live in concert November 30th at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
Must be 21 to attend concert.
This is Ford Truck Month, with big offers on trucks that don't subscribe to the word impossible. Like the up-for-anything off-road ready Ranger, the adaptable Maverick, plus F-Series, America's best-selling trucks featuring Ford F-150 and Ford Super Duty, the 2024 North American Truck of the Year. Built Ford tough trucks that see the impossible as a dare. And this is Ford Truck Month, with offers that make owning one possible. Get to your Wisconsin Ford dealer. Claim 1977 to 2023 CY total sales.
Like football, retirement planning takes preparation. I'm Tony Drake with Drake & Associates. We help you craft a solid game plan to tackle financial challenges. Text Bucky to 262-600-2782 for a complimentary consultation and our free retirement ready toolkit. That's Bucky to 262-600-2782.
Drake & Associates is an independent investment advisory firm that offers different investment vehicles. All insurance products are backed by the issuing insurance company. This commercial is provided for informational purposes only.
Questions you might hear a lot this fall. Will my team make the playoffs? How much snow are we getting this winter? And whatever happened to Tammy Baldwin? After 25 years in D.C., Baldwin sides with the extreme left. Baldwin voted to give nearly $1 billion in COVID relief money to criminals in prison, even the Boston Marathon bomber. That's nuts. And she supports forcing women's domestic violence shelters to admit biological men who claim to be women. Baldwin even backed puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin. So here's one more question. Now that Baldwin's gone so far left, why should we keep her in the Senate? It's time to replace Tammy Baldwin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Hey friends, Matza Matt here for Brewpub Lots of Matza Pizza. You know, so many people are stuck in the moat of mundaneness when it comes to their frozen pizza choice. Same cardboard crust, flavorless sauce, second-rate cheese, you know, all the assumptions of a frozen pizza. Well, it's time to ditch the doubter and throw out that theory by diving into a Brewpub Lots of Matza Pizza. Thin, cracker-like crust, a bold, tasty sauce, high-quality meat and veggie toppings, and bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning mozzarella cheese. There is nothing humdrum about a Brewpub pizza. See for yourself. Snag one today from the frozen pizza section at your local grocery store.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, this is your home for Wisconsin football.
You gotta come out here, you gotta compete, you gotta make each other better.
Looks the throw, looks right, looks left, throws left, end zone, caught, Tucker Ashcraft, touchdown Wisconsin.
It's about effort, it's about intensity.
Ricardo Holman from one end of the yard to the other.
You gotta find that edge that you can get to and then keep trying to push it.
Picked off by Wisconsin, Preston Sackman, and the Badgers win it.
That's how you create a program. That's how you create a team.
It's time for Badger football. Today's game is brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. Construction Business Group, Wisconsin operating engineers and respected contractors. Learn more at join139.com. And by SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the official ticketing partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. Find tickets to Badger games and more. SeatGeek. Now, with the call of the game, here's Mark Tauscher and the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePay.
Good morning from Northwestern Medicine Field at Martin Stadium. Alongside Mark Tauscher, Patrick Kerr, Mike Heller, Dave McCann, and Aisha Jackson, who is standing by our network studio. This is Matt LePay. We welcome you to Wisconsin football, Big Ten football, right by Lake Michigan in this temporary home for Northwestern Wildcats football. The seating capacity, 12,000 plus, and a lot of red will be in the building, as is usually the case when the Badgers come here. Well, if it's a 12,000 seat or 100,000 seat, doesn't matter. Luke Fickell said as much this week. They can play it in the parking lot because the magnitude of the game for both teams, Tausch, is huge. Badgers trying to set the stage for what they hope would be a great atmosphere at Camp Randall next week. Northwestern trying to even its Big Ten record, coming off a really impressive win against Maryland.
I'd argue that both teams are probably feeling about as good as they have all season with the big win that Northwestern was able to have on the road. And what Wisconsin has been able to do the last couple of weeks is kind of reinvigorated, I think, just the vibes around the program a lot better. And now you know that this is always a test. I don't care if you're playing the Baby Stadium, Ryan Field, Wrigley, Lambeau. It's always a battle. And I think because both teams build their teams the same way, where you want to be tough and physical up front, you're going to have an all-day lunch pail kind of game. And as most of these games do, it's going to come down to the physicality and who is going to win the line of scrimmage. And I'm guessing when this game is wrapped up today, that will be the storyline. And I think Wisconsin feels really good that they're going to be the team that can do that.
He is hinting to the keys of the game. Well, before we get to that officially, let's first pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Listening to WRJN and W260 CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Let's take a look at our keys to the game presented by your Badgerland Chevy dealers and the all-new 2025 Chevy Equinox. You said as much, Mark. No matter what your play style is, and Luke Fickell said this from day one, it's the trenches that matter most.
Especially in this game, because we all saw what happened at Camp Randall last season. And I know the Wisconsin Badgers did. They looked at that film, and Northwestern is a very stout defense. They are very good against the run. So you look at it and you say, all right, well, you have to open it up a little bit. Big plays, we see that with Vinny Anthony, but it's going to come down to Northwestern is one of the top teams in the country as far as stopping the run. Wisconsin is really getting their ground game going. Who wins that battle up front is going to be the team that ends up winning this game today.
All right, both teams have made their way onto the field in this most picturesque of settings down on the sidelines. Well, he has struck a deal. Another beautiful day here as Patrick Herb has been able to avoid raindrops all season long. Probably shouldn't have said that. Today you're good, but who knows next week. Patrick, what's it like down there on the field?
It's clean living when it's going to be high 60s and very little wind. When I saw this game on the schedule back when it was released, I thought this one could be a nightmare. 40s and sideways rain. But we've got a beautiful day for football, and that's good because that's about the only convenience Wisconsin has in this. The locker room is 500 yards away. It's makeshift on a tennis court, and all the accoutrements you're used to in a Big Ten environment, this is a very, very scaled-down version. It's picture the 16th hole on a golf course where they build a makeshift bleachers around the green. But like you said, Wisconsin has tried to minimize anything that has to do with outside noise all week and just focus on if they do what they need to do, they'll be just fine in this game.
All right, captains on the field for the toss of the coin.
It is ahead. You've won the toss. Wisconsin has won the toss, and they've chosen to defer their option to the second half.
All right, so once again, the Badgers win the toss and will play defense first. Yeah, this is, I will say, the facilities here, yes, they're small, but they're gorgeous. Right by Lake Michigan, it doesn't hurt that it's a perfect day here. 60 degrees right now, bright sunshine, just a light breeze out of the southwest. But in some ways, Patrick mentioned the distance from the field to the locker rooms. It reminds me, as I heard him say that, of a Barry Alvarez-led team that played at SMU in 1993 in a very small stadium, had to go a long way from the locker room and onto the field. You have to be of a certain age to recall that, but I will tell you, this is...